Track 3, Zen versus the Rubber Band. The previous track provided you with interventions to assist your dysthymic children and adult clients with decision-making. Just as depression can hinder decision-making, it can also create problems in concentration and memory. Think of a dysthymic client who can't remember facts, data, tasks, etc. Is it because he or she is focusing on depressed thought patterns and not what they're trying to remember? Would it be helpful to tell your client that, like the other symptoms of depression, concentration and memory problems are commonly experienced when clients are depressed? I found that I need to assure my client that concentration and memory problems aren't signs that they're losing their mind, their memory, or that they're stupid. Here are four interventions to assist your adult or child client suffering from concentration and memory problems, perhaps at work or at school. After each intervention, think of the name of a client with which you may wish to use this technique. List the names in the personal CD notes section found at the beginning of your course content. However, just as a reminder, this personal CD notes listing of names is not a required activity for course completion. Thus, these notes are not listed in your course content manual, which you retain, and not in the answer booklet you return to us. Intervention number 1, the Zen method. As I just mentioned, when your patient or client continually thinks about his or her problems, it can interfere with their concentration. Most clients expect that thinking through their problem will help solve the problem, but continual thinking through their problem usually can't solve the problem. This particular technique works because the client will begin to attend to the present rather than focusing upon a past fear or future anxiety. That is why it's called the Zen method, because it focuses upon the present. As you know, the more your client can focus on what's happening right now, the less rumination he or she will create. A colleague, Joan, told me about one of her patients, Aaron, whose husband Robert had just left her. Aaron continually ran the fact that Robert had left her for another woman through her head seemingly hundreds of times a day. Joan explained to Aaron that continually replaying the events in her mind would not change her situation. Joan told Aaron, "You can control your continuous thoughts about Robert's leaving." Joan first suggested to Aaron, "Plan a specific time for thinking about Robert, say 30 minutes each night. You should use those 30 minutes to ruminate to your heart's content." Aaron liked to use the term a feeding frenzy of thought. Joan further explained, "But if you find yourself ruminating at any other time, say to yourself or out loud, 'Stop it,' and immediately focus on your surroundings. For example, colors are a good one. Say to yourself, 'The carpet is green, my watch is silver, the trees are brown with no leaves.'" One of the principles of Zen is to focus on the now. Joan told Aaron, "If colors don't work, think about where you are or what you're doing. You might have to do this 50 to 100 times a day at first, but eventually it'll become automatic with practice." As you know, the technical name for Aaron's 30-minute obsessive thought feeding frenzy session about Robert is called prescribing the symptom. This helped Aaron become aware of the behavior that kept her ruminating and in a depressed state. It also helped her put a limit on her thinking about Robert's affair and continually thinking about checking up on him. As a result, Aaron's ruminations were decreased significantly. Joan also suggested that Aaron become involved in an absorbing activity and avoid passive activities like watching TV, staying in bed, or staring out the window. Regarding Aaron's depression due to her husband's leaving, according to the National Institute of Health, when comparing men to women, 5% to 12% of men will become clinically depressed. However, 10% to 25% of women will become clinically depressed. This might be due to the socialization of women, who tend to express their feelings more, and perhaps more cases of depression were reported, rather than more cases of depression actually existing. What do you think? Do you have a depressed adult or child client who has problems concentrating due to obsessive thoughts? Would it be helpful to point out to them that passive activities tend to increase ruminations? If you feel the Zen method of focusing on the present combined with a 30-minute feeding frenzy of thought would be of assistance to a client you're currently treating, write their name in your manual in the personal CD notes section. Intervention number 2, the rubber band method. If your client doesn't respond well to the Zen method, you might dust off the old rubber band technique. This technique is a more dramatic method. It's unlike the Zen method due to the fact that minimal physical pain is involved. However, it's similar in the fact that the rubber band snaps your client back into a present here and now state of mind. James, age 16, kept having ruminations about his ex-girlfriend, Abby, and it had begun to interfere with his concentration in class. His A's and B pluses were slipping to D's and C minuses. Over a period of several months, James became more depressed about Abby's lack of interest in him. His parents arranged his appointment with me for fear of suicide. James had begun waking up at about 4 in the morning and pacing the floor with obsessive thoughts about Abby. To help James control his thoughts about Abby's lack of interest in him or what he could have done differently, and continually visualizing Abby being with her new boyfriend, I suggested that James wear a rubber band on his wrist. Every time he began to think about Abby, he gave himself a snap. I explained to James, the snapping of the rubber band interrupts your thoughts and reminds you to concentrate on the teacher, the class session, or whatever else may be going on. As you can see, this brought James back into the Zen, or the present, and these two methods support each other. Here's a side note. I myself at first questioned the use of the negative reinforcement of pain as a valid tool, especially if my client had been physically abused in the past. However, I have found that when the client is highly motivated to stop their ruminations, this technique can be extremely effective. I've even had some clients use different colored rubber bands to snap different types of thoughts. However, a word of warning here. Make sure your client understands that both the Zen and the rubber band methods are only temporary methods. The next step is to begin changing some of the beliefs fueling James' ruminations, such as, I can't be happy without Abby, or I should be perfect. Once James fully realized that he could be happy without his former girlfriend, his obsessive thoughts about her gradually decreased. The resulting lack of memory and ability to focus on other tasks disappeared. The next track will provide you with the SQ3R and egg timer techniques to increase your client's concentration and decrease memory loss resulting from depression. Question 3. How does the rubber band technique support the Zen technique?